An investigation continues after a school explosion ends in tragedy. With your KFM News update, I'm Andrew White. First, many ears in the north will be harnessed to the Transportation Safety Board of Canada this morning as they hold a news conference. It is expected for the board to release their second report on the GoGamma train derailment from 2015. It was on March 7th of that year when a train pulling oil tankers off the tracks and then burst into flames near the small northern Ontario town. Greater Sudbury Downtown Transit will soon have a fresh new look to the tune of $1 million. Renovations started this week and are expected to take until the end of November. Amongst other upgrades, the interior is set for a new coat of paint, new flooring, and new lights, while the exterior will see new asphalt laid down. The transit terminal has promised that service will not be interrupted. There are mixed reviews when it comes to a new pay equity at the Canadian Mental Health Association in Cochrane-Temiskaming. Reports say that roughly 170 workers with the CHMA will receive pay equity adjustments 23 years after the plan was first negotiated. As a result, $1.6 million of retroactive pay could be shelled out, resulting in the loss of such programming as the 32-year-old Violence Against Women Initiative. And finally, two people are dead following an explosion at a school building in Minneapolis, Minnesota. One of them is listed as a school employee. The blast occurred as a group of students were playing soccer and baseball outside at a private Christian school, which serves pre-kindergarten through grade 12. Contractors were working on one of the campus buildings at the time of the blast, which investigators believe could be the cause of the natural gas explosion. For local news and weather anytime, go to kfmradio.ca. KFM News brought to you by DRD Distributing. With over 20 years in business, they are the experts in trailer hitch sales and repair. DRDDistributing.ca.